The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're going to talk about the Drake album today. And, you know, I think that the more Automatic plays it for me, I don't even think, the more I love it. I liked it immediately when I first heard it. But it is not your normal Drake album. It's not hip-hop.
It's the bravest thing he's ever done. What else has he done? What other chances has he taken?
Oh, you're talking like music. Yeah, like a risk.
Oh,
right?
You're talking about risk. Yeah. It's not the greatest thing he's ever done.
No, I said
the
bravest thing he's done musically.
The greatest.
No, bravest.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, you know, the majority of his audience in America is not going to really understand it, right? It's different.
It's going to take time, yeah. And he understands that. Everything he said, he realizes that people got to catch up.
Maybe not in the part of America where we're at. But, like, in Detroit, this can go crazy. Chicago has a
very
big dance scene. My homie's a bartender in Miami, and he's like, bro, they don't turn this off at the sushi spot I'm at. So, like...
I was getting my hair cut at the salon with all the girls.
Automatic and likes all the girls.
Yeah, there it is.
Every girl in the salon was like, I love this.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so let's talk about the Drake Project and some other things. Let's begin this episode now. It's almost the weekend. I'm so excited to be here. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And guys, you guys know I love a fun time.
Yes.
Yeah, right? You're always the life of the party.
Yes, life of a party is a great way to describe me,
so
Dana
is it
Cortez.
AKA Mr. Life of the Party?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Right.
So when I went back home, I posted on Instagram, I posted on Facebook, and my Snapchat to let all your homies know, hey, I'm here in the city, popping tonight? Yeah. And my good friend Louis said, hey, we're having a barbecue at Austin's house.
Okay.
I said, what? Austin, my old roommate? The one that named his son's named after me?
No.
Didn't give me a call to go to the barbecue? I called him, I texted him, I left him a voice note, I did everything. I called his fiance, nobody answered anything at all.
So
I drove around for 3 days being all sad, thinking that my friends don't want to hang out with me anymore. And then come to find out, Austin's like, dude, I was asleep. Louis was just playing with you the whole time. Louis commented about the barbecue on every single social media platform I have, dude.
He just wanted to make you feel bad. You were left out.
Yeah.
You moved. You think you're high sedentity now. You can't come to our party.
I hope your daughter pranks you, Louis. I was doing something to you.
Speaking of prank, I remember when me and my daughter Stasia pranked DJ Automatic. She was picking a band instrument for school, and I said, tell him you're going to play the accordion. And then she said, for real? I said, yes, tell him you're going to play the accordion. And so Otto gets in the car, and he's like, well, mija, I don't know. Is that something you really want to go? Is that going to fit into band? Like, do they have a band position?
I was thinking, how are you going to play in your high school band playing the accordion?
He's like, maybe for future musical, you know, things that you're interested in.
Now, and I'm not going to lie, I wish you would have done that in the accordion, because that sounds like super popular now.
You ever played a prank on your friend? Tap in or hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, of course, we are a couple days into the summer, so it is National Hydration Day,
please,
ladies and gentlemen.
Please do that.
Drink that water.
You know, I saw that a couple of people over the weekend were hiking and died. Not taking enough water with them.
Be careful,
this is serious. Be careful.
Yes, and we have National Handshake Day. Ooh,
hey,
wash them.
Mm.
Are you into the fancy handshakes?
The fancy handshakes? No, I'm more into like the gang handshakes.
Okay.
After the pandemic, I'm more of a fist bump kind of girl. You know what I'm saying? Or elbow me. Or what's up? High five from
the
distance.
Just
a nod. The cholo nod.
And for anybody who's ever had a prank pulled on them, today is National Let It Go Day.
We'll wrap it up right there.
Let it go.
Do you know when you hang on to anger, it's worse on you than the person you're angry at? For real, I hear people sometimes mad about something that happened in high school. I'm like, what life are
let
you
it
in?
Go.
Let it go!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now here comes Drake dropping a surprise album, and it shocked the world. Of course, Honestly Nevermind is the name of the cut of the album in its entirety. 16 songs.
14 songs.
14? Is it 14 songs?
It's 14 songs.
I can't count. I listened to it front to back, and immediately I already knew once I turned it on and auto played the whole thing. I was like, people are gonna hate this.
For real?
The moment I listened to it, it's not a hip hop album.
I was like, yo, this is gonna go crazy in the H&M fitting rooms.
I tell automatic. Anthony mentioned this. He said, you need to make a Forever 21 mixtape with this one. That's what it sounds like, that kind of music. It's house dance music.
It is. And it's Drake being an international artist, because Drake isn't just a, you know, a United States artist. And dance music is big worldwide. And what Drake did as we, okay, here, let's give him a little backstory. Okay, we're friends with this guy, Panda. We've been friends with him in Albuquerque for a very long time. He's the manager of Carnage, who is now known as Gordo. Gordo has produced 6 songs on this album. What they are doing is they're introducing a new sound to the United States, is what they're doing.
It's a newer dance house sound. What's it called? You said
it's more like a synth house, deep house combination. It's the new sound of house music.
It is not hip-hop.
It's very deep house, and I love it, too, because for like usual Drake albums, you're like missing your ex and wanting to call them, but this one just made me want to go party in Prague.
Exactly. No, for real.
Change my name to Hans.
And they went to Turks and Caicos and worked on the album. If you've ever been anywhere outside the United States, you know that dance music is huge everywhere else.
The video, falling back video, though. He has Tristan Thompson in the video. He's got like all these wives. What is that about? What
Drake's
is that
a sicko. I think he's really still hurt over Rihanna getting with A$AP Rocky.
Oh,
so.
My God.
No, you're about to see real sicko mode. Drake's about to be the biggest womanizer all year long, and I'm here for it. I love it because he's giving us the cosign to do what we want.
Do you think that people understand this album, though, here in the States? Because I saw a lot of hate on Twitter.
There's going to be a handful of people that will get it right away.
It's Molly music.
Yeah, exactly. And but I guarantee you by, you know, August, September, people are going to be like, oh, I love Cascade now. Oh, I'm into, you know, whatever other big DJ that makes this kind of sound. They're not gonna like. It's
you think
new
he's
to
introducing his audience to a different world.
Drake already put out a statement. He says, this is the next wave. We're already on it. You can catch up.
I feel like it's also a cover up for CBL being kind of whack. You know,
two albums in 1 year.
Last time
CLB.
He did that, or whatever.
I freaking love Certified Lover Boy too. I'm sorry, it's one of my favorite. Just I love it.
I mean, there were some tracks on Certified Lover Boy I like, but
so
I don't love it from beginning to end.
I do. I listen. You know, I walk and I listen to it from beginning to end.
I love the fact that he took a chance on this album.
Yeah,
though.
Right. Because you only hear like majority of Drake albums kind of all sound the same.
Exactly.
Right.
This doesn't sound like anything.
This one sounds different.
And everyone's like, oh, this just sounds like Passion Fruit times 14. It's nothing. I mean, it is Passion Fruit extended, but it's so big because everything sounds the same right now. And Drake is the leader of music. And if Drake doesn't change, then the music doesn't change. And by him switching it up, it gives people an opportunity to try something different. He's being a true leader here. He's never done this before.
This is the first time I've listened to the album, but there's one song on there that has like a flamenco guitar on it. Oof. I don't know if it's
produced by Gordo.
I don't know if it's Tie That Binds or Flights Booked. I don't know because is it Tie That Binds?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My favorite, Flights Booked, my favorite so far, but I haven't spent enough time with it. And of course, the 21 Savage track at the end, he got to throw a little hip hop.
Which
I
mean, of course, we all love Drake for those tracks. Those are, but the fact that he's brought in like Black Coffee, who is like an acclaimed dance producer, he just won a Grammy. And most people don't know who that is, but now he's going to become part of a, you know, mainstream American culture.
Yeah, right, well, I love
this. It is hard for you to enjoy this album if you've never been drunk off of Casa Amigos at 1:45 a.m. in the club
and just dancing
and just
with some
dancing
random people
and sweating and hot. That's what this is, yo. People saying it sounds like Passion Fruit, like that's a bad thing. Yeah. Yo, this is made for summer sex. Like, go find a little
the
dude.
The whole album is a vibe.
Yeah, dude. Come on, bro.
Scummy summer solstice time.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Well, for me personally, I like house music, I like dance music, and I'm here for it. I like the sound.
Do you think it's petty that he released this album on Kendrick Lamar's birthday?
You think he did that on purpose?
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't think so.
I wish he would have subbed him, though. I wanted to hear some Kendrick disses over some deep house Russian music.
You don't diss on a
maybe
house.
On the last track. That was the only place that's going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Why is Kanye West being linked to the January 6th committee that's going on in Congress right now? Big news. I'll break this one down and more. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best of gossip, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have a slew of influencers and the big dog, Randy Jackson, celebrating his birthday.
Hey, from American Idol, one of the OG Jackson.
Yeah, dog.
All right. Okay, let's talk about Brad Pitt covering British GQ. I remember when Brad Pitt got on stage at one of those big festivals with Frank Ocean and let his most vulnerable self show, trying to get Angelina Jolie back, and it didn't work. I don't think this gonna work either, Brad. He says emotional turmoil and deep sadness are inevitable. If he's not working on art, he might as well die. He's still mourning the loss of his family. He's been abstinent from drinking and smoking since their divorce in 2016. Neither one of them has gone on to find, you know, committed love. Someone else, yeah. I don't think they're ever going to get back, though, because of the way they split. You
Does
know?
He get time with the kids, at least?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get time with the kids.
Low-key, a lot of these actor guys are, like, problematic when it comes to relationships. Like, Ben Affleck was, originally.
The drinking and smoking. The stuff same going thing on, and gambling.
The alleged allegations against Shia LaBeouf as well, too. And then now Brad Pitt.
And it involved drinking and smoking.
Yeah. Well, the thing is you have so much dead time in between projects. What do you do? What are you going to do with all that time?
Well,
you
just made your $20
million. What are you going to do in between all that time? You're going to probably sit around and drink and smoke because you got money in the bank. You don't got anything else to do.
Slowly on the wrong side of history, automatic.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just trying to say that is what might have happened.
Well, I don't think they're ever going to get back together, but I hope they do. Now let's talk about Tom Brady. He was asked about hip-hop album of the year. He says his Pusha T is almost dry.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
Tom. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, it is a very hip-hop album, and Pusha T is talking about grown-up stuff.
Yeah, and Pusha T is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Yeah. Arguably the greatest cocaine rapper of all time.
Maybe that's what's keeping Tom going, you know? I don't know.
Hey, allegedly.
He could be eating those potatoes from the other day.
We'll talk about best hip-hop albums another day. We'll break down our favorites here. Man, you made Anthony a snort. You're really making him laugh. All right, and then finally, a publicist for Kanye West, her name is Trevion Cuddy, allegedly pressured a 62-year-old election worker to confess to false fraud charges.
What?
Now, there's this January 6th committee going on. We're hearing from a lot of very prominent Republicans saying they were coerced or tried.
Or pressured into.
Pressured into trying to say that the election was stolen. I'm not here to pick sides. I'm just here to tell you that this woman, I don't know, she may be facing some type of charges. And the poor woman who was pressured, her name is Ruby Freeman, she said, my life, like, I can't go to the grocery store. People, you know, think that I stole the election, helped do all these things. So it's getting pretty crazy. By the way, Kanye West cut ties with this woman. She also helped R. Kelly.
What?
So I don't think she's a good person at all.
No, not at all.
As soon as you say R. Kelly's like, no,
dude,
cut ties.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Starbucks has launched a new food and drink item, and I think you're going to get excited because they are into the chicken sandwich game. Ooh. For the first time ever, Food News Inside Hottest hashtags on your Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Baked Potato.
All right, Automatic, we're going to have to rewatch Stranger Things. The trailer for Stranger Things Season 2, Volume 4 is out, and it's coming to Netflix. And I finished the first season.
I'm not watching anymore. You and Ava decided that you weren't gonna wait for me.
It was the last episode.
Dude, you guys dusted
them. They dusted me.
No, we need to rewatch it.
Bro.
Anyway, it's coming out July 1st. I'm excited. Millie Bobby Brown, all the whole gang, they've grown up, too. It's weird to watch that.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see any of the episodes.
My heart goes to you, brother, Automatic.
I mean, when your own wife and daughter just leave you behind.
Dude. Wow.
Guess what? You can replay it. We can rewatch it.
It's not the same without you guys.
Anyway, food news now. Get over it. Starbucks is introducing a new sandwich and drink. The drink is a pineapple passion fruit refresher. Tropical flavors like pineapple, obviously. Passion fruit and coconut. But I'm excited about the chicken, maple, butter, and egg breakfast sandwich. You know that one doesn't sound like it's very good for you. It sounds like it just tastes.
I was going to say it sounds dry.
No, it doesn't.
Starbucks, their food is dry. And
it
I can't imagine.
No,
I can't imagine. They have those little microwave things and they're going to stick it in there and that little piece of chicken's going to come out and it's just going to be like beef jerky.
Oh,
I don't think so. Why don't we go try it and then we can come back and tell the people?
I'm a fan of Starbucks paninis.
I love their paninis. Yeah, and then the carb free muffins or low carb muffins.
The other thing is, they don't even have ketchup at Starbucks. What are you going to put on your sandwich?
Oh!
If Otto has a chicken biscuit, he's got to have Tabasco or something.
And ketchup. And I got to mix them up.
Anyway, both are permanent menu items on a Starbucks menu. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will start this one with National Hydration Day. Very important.
Keep yourself hydrated.
Y'all.
Hey, all them workers outside right now, it's warm. Please stay hydrated.
And also if you're day drinking too. All right, dude. You don't want to faint by 5 p.m.
Yeah, drink
bro.
Water, drink water.
That's a horrible hangover.
Yeah. All right. Jeez. We also have National Let It Go Day. All right. Hey,
just try telling that to DJ Automatic about Stranger Things.
Let it go. All right, we'll wrap
wrap it up on National Handshake Day.
Hey. Yeah. I am anti-handshake, not because I don't know any handshakes, but after the pandemic and everything, like sometimes you touch someone's hand and it's a little sweaty or grubby. Dude, I can't do it. Fist bump, and, elbow. Yeah,
Dana's
please.
Really anti-handshake. Even at, like, at our professional network conferences, she does the cholo nod.
I do. What's up? That's me with my head up in the air.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The GOAT Tom Brady proclaimed that Pusha T has the album of the year so far when it comes to rap albums.
That's real.
Do we agree? What do you think, DJ Automatic? I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And Tom Brady, I am a fan of you for being a fan of rap music like that, dog.
I was impressed by the fact that he actually listens to Pusha T.
Yeah, dude. Even though he was doing it while running and promoting his whole Brady brand, like, I feel like this, a little bit of this is still kind of orchestrated. But, yo, Tom Brady, Pusha T, makes sense to me, dog. Do you agree with him, DJ Automatic?
As the best album of the year, I will say he's in my top five albums of the year. I won't say he's my favorite album of the year, because by far Kendrick is the best hip-hop album of the year. And, you know, Drake put out a house album, so we can't say his is
all right. So
he's got a good hip-hop song.
You got
song.
Kendrick Lamar so far up there. Now, what other ones do you have?
Future. Great album. And then, like, from 3 to 5, it kind of gets a little muddy, because I mean, the Jack Harlow album is pretty good. DJ Chose. Have you listened to DJ Chose?
No, I have not, though.
That is good. The Gunna album's good.
Ooh.
And then, of course, Pusha T.
And you haven't said Vince Staples at all, dog.
I haven't listened to the Vince Staples album.
I'm a diehard Vince Staples fan. I think Vince Staples thus far has had the best hip-hop album. But neither of us said Kanye's Donda 2.
I haven't listened to it.
Dude.
Everyone said it was so trashy that I didn't even... I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even listen to it. It's just going to ruin my expectations. So why would I listen to it?
Damn. Over-under on Tom Brady winning the MVP next year.
I don't know. I have a feeling. For some reason, I just don't feel like his... What is he going to be, 45?
Yep, dude.
Let's go!
Up for him and Pusha T to make a joint album together. How about that, dude?
There's a better chance of them doing that than him winning the MVP.
Let us know. Do you agree with Tom Brady that Pusha T has the hip-hop album of the year? At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic, Twitter and Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.